Larry Bader Show, 936-406-1360, 888-455-1360. That's 888-455-1360. Just before the news, I shared it's actually presented as an opinion piece that a professional photographer named Jeff Gates had published in the Washington Post. Every year, he and his family take a vacation on the Jersey Shore. Every year since they were 3 and 4 years old, he has taken a photo, you know, to remember the vacation of his two young daughters. They are now 16 and 17, and they are two beautiful young girls. They are Asian. They're adopted. They're Chinese. He is white. A guy who says he works for Homeland Security felt there was something perhaps not good going on. That, you know, that he was exploiting them because he's a pro. It took a long time. He took a lot of photos. The guy became suspicious, came up and asked the girls if they were okay. They were all freaked out. And then a while after, the dad just had to talk to the guy. Said, hey, you know, what you did was racist. Just because they're Asian doesn't mean I'm a molester or that I work for a pornographic website. And he doubts that the guy would have done anything if the girls were white or if he was Asian. I've got several emails I want to share on this. First one, I bounced this off of two cop friends. Here is the answer that one of them shared. I also have two daughters, so I guess I can try to put myself in his shoes and the shoes of law enforcement. As a dad, I would be annoyed and probably offended. I'm not sure if I would have been able to maintain a reasonable conversation with the person who inserted themselves. As a law enforcement officer, I guess we do look for things out of the ordinary, things that don't look right. Have I ever looked at a situation on duty and inserted myself only to find out there was nothing there? Yes. Being critical of the guy claiming to be, and this is an important point, claiming to be with Homeland Security, I guess I would sit back a little and listen to the conversation between those involved. Did he sound like someone involved with crimes against children or sound like a loving father? I would hope that sitting back and listening, he wouldn't have had to insert himself. His reaction is, if the guy was going to insert himself, he could have handled it better. I bounced it off another cop friend, said the same thing. Now, since I took up this topic on the air, we received two emails. Let's start with that one, Jason. Excuse me, all I have to say is Woody Allen. Just because they are his adopted children doesn't mean he wouldn't molest them. And let's face it, even if they were his biological children, it doesn't mean he wouldn't molest them. He should get over himself and be grateful someone actually said something. Too often, when something questionable is happening, people look the other way. I applaud the guy from Homeland Security. Another listener sees it another way. A typical busybody, a goody-goody who must watch What Would You Do on TV and wants to feel important or that he matters. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Bernie in Sheboygan. Bernie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Morning. I have a situation to relate that happened 45 years ago. I have a sister that is 20 years younger than I, and she went to Longfellow School. And our mother would walk her to school in the afternoon. She was in afternoon kindergarten. And in the winter, as you might remember, they used to freeze part of the ball diamond, and they had ice skating there. So she took her skates, and then her dad would pick her up after school. Across the street is the charcoal in. And someone noticed this old man, her father, was 60 years older than she, saw this old man talking to this little girl that was skating, and she would skate, and then she'd come back and all that. Eventually, they left the ice rink and got in his car, and someone had called the police from the restaurant. And, of course, my stepfather was highly indignant about the whole situation, and we were talking about this at dinner, and I said, you should be grateful that someone had taken the time to make the call, because even though this is a natural situation for us, you being so much older than, you know, I was old enough to be your father at that point, that someone would have taken the time to call the police. And, you know, eventually, I think he got the idea that, you know, old people that seem to be lurking in a place like this, and then a little girl getting into his car, could have been a terrible situation. And so I think that, you know, in this day when people are so concerned about being politically correct about everything, I think sometimes you've just got to let common sense take the course.
But do you think that he would have suspected anything if all three of the people involved were white?
Oh, I have no idea. You know something? You go to the grocery store and you'll see somebody with four children in a grocery cart, and one of them could be black and one of them could be Oriental, and the other two could be white. Who knows? I think it's good that people observe what's going on, but I remember when I was in London a number of years ago, people don't look at you on the sidewalk, and I was told it was because it's the island mentality, whereas we just say hi to people. It's a whole different world. I just think that people should be a little more careful before they shoot off their mouths.
Bertie, thanks a lot for the call. All right, so he thinks the father's overreacting. I can relate to this on one level. My wife, when she was with our daughters when they were younger, people either assumed they weren't hers or that they were adopted. Because my wife presents Filipino, our daughters do not at all. Now, she's never been accused of doing anything untoward, and Jason can relate. He has adoptive children of color. And people do notice you. But the part that the guy put in his piece in the Washington Post, so what he did on the ferry back, he had his daughters look, all right, is that a white woman with an adopted black child, or maybe the father's black, or is she up to something? Is that a grandfather with a small child, or is it a molester? His point. Now, what's fascinating about this is the father involved in this situation doesn't even know how he feels. He's not sure the guy did the right thing or the wrong thing. Even he doesn't know because he can kind of see it from the other guy's point of view. Tim in Lublin. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I guess where the question you raised, if he had been white or these children had been Caucasian, looked like they were related to him, would he have said something? I think possibly not, but if he had, would he still have been offended, I guess would be my question. Or would he have taken it, hey, this is neat, here's a guy who's decent enough to check us out to see if we are related or to make sure I'm not, you know, some dirty old man trying to politely get my jollies.
See, I think there's very little chance that he would have interfered if they were three people all of the same race. I think clearly, and you know, if you're not aware, Asian girls are a popular theme on some reprehensible websites. The question is it, at least here's the question in my mind, Tim, is this a case where profiling, if he did, and I think he did profile based on race, is it a case where it makes sense?
Well, I not only think it's the case it makes sense, but I also think it sounds like it could be a case of, look at what's happening in Washington. Any criticism of Obama is hid behind a shield of racism, and it sounds like the father might be doing that a little bit here. Now, could there be a bit of profiling? Perhaps, but I think in some ways he should maybe just be a little grateful in the sense that here's somebody that at least took the time to come over and politely see if everything was okay and not see if he was, you know, somebody trying to put something reprehensible out there for the world to see.
Well, Tim, thanks a lot for the call. And that's one of the things he says. He doesn't believe the guy was all that polite, and he thought the guy could have handled it better. Two police officers I bounced this off of thought the same thing, that he could have handled it better. I want to take a few more calls on this in 3 minutes, and then I'll tell you what I think. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Was this profiling? And if it was profiling, whether this guy's really with Homeland Security or not, did he do the right thing? Or was he sticking his nose in where it didn't belong? It's 9:45.
The Jerry Bader Show.